Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, the worst part of public humiliation, it's right there in the name. It's humiliating. And it's in public. But humiliation comes in varying degrees of intensity, like tripping over the sidewalk in front of strangers. It's not awesome, but it's not the worst thing. Audibly farting on a crowded elevator. Not tremendous. And it's probably worse than tripping on the sidewalk, but again, you're really only mortified for a moment. Well, a mother in Georgia, she's making some noise after she was publicly arrested and handcuffed in front of her children. Her crime? She allowed her 10-year-old son to walk an astonishing 0.1 mile.
No!
Now, aside from the legal overreach, she's fuming about the humiliation of it all, and I don't blame her. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, a couple of 3 years took a trip to Disney World, and in the shadow of Cinderella's castle, the boyfriend dropped to one knee and proposed in front of a cheering crowd. And she said no.
Ooh.
Now, needless to say, they left Disney and drove home, quote, in silence. Awkward. Now, look, I'm not sure which is worse, arrested in front of your kids or being romantically rejected in front of a crowd. And in a perfect world, I'll never find out. But we just might talk about it today because thanks to our friends from Advanced Hair Restoration, it is the Men's Room Random Would You Rather question. When you call us, we will ask you a purely hypothetical Would You Rather question. You give us your answer and we'll tell you why you're wrong.
Be part of the Big Show. Call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom at KISW.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, but tell us away we go. Welcome to season 20 and episode number 4,251. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Exciting return of Who Sucks Less. Steve, I don't know how you do it. You find people in the news doing bad things.
Yeah.
You bring us three stories each and every week. It is up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. How are we looking today on Who Sucks Less?
It'll annoy you, but I feel like on some level there's some comic value to it. Maybe not all three stories, but at least one of them.
Okay.
But a smile on your face. Be glad it's not
all
you.
All right.
Still
so
got a smile.
It's not the worst thing in the world.
Not the worst. Not the best.
Okay. Who Sucks Less is coming up for you at 4:30. Quick programming note. As you know, your chance to win $5,000 a day. As you're listening to this program, listen for 1 hour, either on the Odyssey app or odyssey.com. Sign in when you get there so they know you're there and you're automatically qualified to win your share of $5,000 a day. You can do that every single day of the week until the contest is over.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to the radio station anyway, might as well do it on the Odyssey app. And maybe you got a shot at winning $5,000 in cash.
How much longer is this thing going on? I honestly don't know. Is it just this month?
I think it's a month.
I think it's going into February.
I don't know.
Your chance to win $5,000 a day. Do it every day while you can before the contest stops.
Last day is on February 7th.
February 7th. There okay.
Oh, the day of our party.
That's exactly
our
right.
Our men's room locker launch party. They figure, you know, hell, man, might as well end it with a bang.
Yeah.
How that's going on at Black Raven Brewing. Have you had a chance to try the 20th anniversary lager? We are starting the new year at 20 years being here on this fine radio station. And because of that, the fine folks at Black Raven, they have launched the 20th anniversary lager. It's a fantastic beer.
Yes, it is.
It is getting out there now on the shelves right by the Men's Room IPA in the bright yellow can. Available on draft as well. If you happen to find it out, hook us up with a solid. Take a picture and send it to the men's room at KISW.com. And then we'll put it out there on social media. So if you're in the area and you want to find a place, hopefully we can get you the information you need. So the party is going on the 7th. That's a Friday, 2 to 6. Absolutely free. You'll be a part of the live broadcast. We've already made the determination. We are not taking phone calls that day. Everything will be live from Black Raven in Woodinville.
Yeah, we said we're not taking phone calls because every time we try to, we end up not being able to. So this time, just
we are not taking phone calls.
We are just not doing it.
Everything live, on site.
Yeah,
from the event.
It's just funny.
And every time.
Don't worry, it's going to work this time. Like
we tested it, we did this. We just checked it 10 minutes ago. It's like I hear you and I believe you, but the Cosmos does not want us to take phone calls anytime we're not in the studio, and it has proved to be true. Every time.
Yeah. And we have all those people there.
Right. We'd rather
talk to involve them.
Sure. Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying, man. I mean, you're a live studio audience. Might as well take advantage of it. We already have the people.
So correct.
We're going to do it that way this time. So it's free. Stop by Friday afternoon between 2 and 6. Get yourself a six-pack to go. They definitely do that.
Oh, yeah, they do.
If you've not tried the Men's Room IPA on draft.
They do cases to go.
They have that there. You can buy multiple cases to go.
I have done all of these things.
You can join us for a great afternoon. So we hope to see you on February the 7th, which is a Friday. Okay, today is the day that we do our random Would You Rather question, 206-803-ROCK. I'll start with one for you guys.
All right.
Okay.
Put my thinking cap on.
Let's see here. Something a little bit strange.
I want to go sit on my thinking couch. Or was it a thinking chair she had?
Wasn't it a thinking chair? You got
chair.
A thinking couch, a thinking chair. What is a thinking cap? Has anyone ever put on a thinking cap? Like, there's the dunce cap, you know, you get in trouble, whatever. And they put some dumb crap on your head, and that's supposed to make you feel bad.
Remember what Doc Brown had at the beginning of Back to the Future? I'm pretty sure that's a thinking cap.
What did he put on? I vaguely remember he grabbed something, right?
A giant freaking thing.
Oh, yeah.
I remember
yeah.
what it was for.
That's the thinking cap.
Okay. All right. Let's go with this one. It's a Super Bowl party.
All right.
Okay. As far as the chips are concerned at the party,
okay,
if you had to choose between the two, would you rather only have just standard basic potato chips?
All right.
Or Fritos, like the kind, like the scoops kind.
All right, can I ask another question about this?
I know where you're going already.
Is there dips involved?
Yep.
There are dips involved, but I don't know what they are.
It's tough, man, because the potato chip itself.
It's only good for French right. onion dip. So if that's not there, it's not as critical.
I use Fritos on my sausage dip.
The scoops. Use the scoops, but not just the regular potato chips. Oh, but that's what
but
I'm
regular
saying.
Regular potato chips also suck with dips. Now, if you have Ruffles.
Right. Had to little, you need something you a little
have,
thicker.
Yeah, you got to have a ridge in there.
I don't know. My thing, I kind of like Fritos, but... Part of it is at the end of your Super Bowl party, whatever it is you've chosen to pick, if you've eaten Fritos, you smell like Fritos and taste like Fritos until the next day.
Right.
You cannot do anything. Yep. You can brush your teeth a million times. You smell like mint and corn chips. So I think, I guess I'm just going to go regular potato chips because even if I don't want dip on them, I'm more prone to just eat a handful of them.
I'm going Frito scoops every time. And the reason is this. Because you're going to have some people make like a 7-layer or a 5-layer Mexican dip or something like that. If you have Juanita's chips, which I love, if you have any kind of corn chip like that, typically they're a little bit more flimsy and they're hard to get in there. With the scoop, I feel like you got a little bit more for whether it's the sausage dip, whether it's the artichoke dip, whether it's, you know, the 7 or 5 layer Mexican taco dip.
Well, what if there's no dip? What if you got there and it's like, oh, dude, I'm sorry
to tell
you.
There's no dip, then I'll take potato chip. Right. I'm with Miles. If he's assuring there will be a dip or two, then I have to go Frito scoop.
What if it were only French onion dip?
Then chips.
Are we counting Ruffles as plain chips?
I mean,
I'll give you Ruffles.
Well, then, yeah, chips.
I've never actually tried a Frito in French onion dip. I never had. It's just like if I see French onion
dip. You don't
think
about that combination.
You don't. It might be delicious. It would never occur to me to do that, which is stupid. But, like, I would never think to grab a Frito and dip it in the fridge.
But the heft of Ruffles, Ted's right. That's where it should show up. It should show up at the Super Bowl. Yes. It should show up at that party. If you're throwing that party, that's where you need those chips. Because, I mean, they give you a little bit more.
You got it.
And Thrill's right, too. Like, the next day, if there's, half a bag of scoops laid around, I might eat one or two. But if there's Ruffles sitting around, I'm still going to eat those dip or not.
Okay. Now, what about just a chip itself as far as... It just stands on its own. In other words, it could be used as a dip. It does not necessarily need to be there. Would you rather do something like cheese balls? Or would you rather do some type of flavored Dorito? Or what would be the ultimate, secondary snack chip where you just grab a handful and put it on a napkin and eat it?
I mean, look, man, I like Pringles. I'm sorry. Just plain-ass, regular, original Pringles. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's kind of a potato chip. It's like potato dust that they've glued together, but... I love Pringles. They suck to dip with. They might be the worst chip to dip with because it's not a single fried potato slice. It's a bunch of stuff put together, man. And they fall. I've seen many a dead Pringle in the dip. You know what I mean? But if I'm just going to eat them by the handful of Pringles, because I really have a hard time stopping to eat them once I've opened. Like I said, once you pop, you can't stop or something. Like, for me, that proves to be true.
I think I got to go back to another kind of potato chip. And I would either do barbecue potato chips as well, or I would do the Ruffles that have the cheese.
Yeah, they're really good. I mean, I like a kettle chip, too.
Kettle chips are good. What flavor? Salt and vinegar?
I mean, salt and vinegar is kind of my go-to, but I'm not against that honey mustard kettle chip.
Okay.
Yep. All right. What about crunchy Cheetos?
Oh, I don't know.
They exist on their own.
No.
What?
No.
Why the hell not?
Where's the party? Is it your house?
Doesn't matter where.
Okay.
The crunchy Cheetos, I'm eating them.
You're going to find Cheeto dust on your couch.
This
you're gonna,
is true.
You're going to find...
Okay, the party is not at my house.
Okay, then yes. That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't know... It's hard enough to maintain your own dust, let alone...
You are not wrong.
20 other people.
I did not consider that. You're right, man.
Children running around.
It's on your... When you go to the bathroom, there's evidence on the toilet paper. Like, wherever they tore it off,
on
your sink.
If you even just eat a handful, you need to go wash your hands. Mm-hmm. I don't think everyone has that. I don't think everyone has that in them. You know, I just don't. Even if you wipe your hands with a napkin, you still got Cheeto dust.
That's just the residual.
But I feel like Cheetos, generally, I wouldn't eat food, lick my fingers, and then eat the same food in a group.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if I looked over and you were licking Cheeto dust off your finger and then later you were grabbing a Cheeto, I don't think I'd call you out because it's like, it's Cheeto dust.
Mm-hmm. It's like ribs. Like, we accept that you must get this off your fingers and your mouth is the best place to do it. Do you guys like the puffy cheese ones?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
That's why I said the cheese balls, the Utz cheese balls in that big container. Man, if you show up at a Super Bowl party with one of those, people will, by the end of the party, be thankful that you brought them.
They will be. I don't like the big puffy ones. I prefer the crunchy.
Well, these are just the puffy, balls. But I enjoy the puffy ones as well.
I just like my daughter's gotten into the puffy ones. My son and I like the crunchy ones, and it's perfect because they never meet.
Yeah, I like them both. I like them both. Yeah. It's kind of like M&M's. I like plain. I like peanut. Both serve their purpose.
Have you had an M&M you don't like? Because they introduce, 12 new flavors.
The pretzel ones. They don't really do anything for me.
No, those are great.
You like those?
Okay.
Reason we ask, potato chips or Fritos? The FDA has elevated the Lay's potato chip recall in two states, Oregon and Washington. Not only have they elevated the recall, they have elevated it to the highest risk level, class one. According to the FDA, that means exposure to or consumption of the product could cause serious adverse health consequences or death
from a bag. What's going on with the Lay's?
Of Lay's potato chips.
These are just the plain ones.
Correct. In the yellow bag, the Food and Drug Administration this week elevated the recall of some of its Lay's classic potato chips sold here in Washington and in Oregon. Again, this is the highest risk classification. The recall is on their 13-ounce bags of Lay's classic potato chips due to undeclared milk on the label. Consumers with milk allergies or sensitivities should not eat the product and should immediately discard it. The bags were distributed to retail and e-commerce shops in Oregon and Washington. Some of the bags of chips could have been purchased as early as November 3rd, 2024. The recalled bags of chips have UPC codes, which you can find online if you got a bag of these things, and a guaranteed fresh date of February 11th. And then there's some more bags out there on the shelf. So this is
So if you have a milk allergy.
This is your little bit bigger than Subway, sandwich chip bag size.
Don't they call that the grab bag?
I think you're right. The grab bag, yeah. Bigger than fun or snack size, but correct, not as big as the, obviously, this is for the home bag, yeah.
So Miles is right. There's like the size you get with a sandwich at a sandwich shop, and then there's like those grab bags that they have at like 7-Eleven.
I feel like those are the ones, these are two lunches worth of potato chips.
And where am I missing the milk process?
I guess if you don't have the fortitude.
On the potato chip process.
Where? I have no idea. I had no idea that milk was involved.
What's that?
Well, the problem is it's the recall is due to undeclared milk on the label, which means that
there's some milk product in the in the chips itself. I don't know.
And I have no idea, like, what is that, milk dust or is it?
I don't know.
I mean, Lay's are great. They have a very distinct flavor.
They're fantastic.
I mean, plain Lay's stand up by themselves.
So, and you forget about them because you buy all the other flavors, and every once in a while you just have a plain Lay, and you're like, there's nothing wrong with this. By the way, Miles, the one thing you said is in the yellow bag, which we know in the States, like, I don't care who you are, you see the yellow bag, you know what you get. You see a red bag, chances are it's going to be spicy. If it's a blue bag, it's probably going to be like Cool Ranch. Maybe,
or light salt.
Right. Maybe you'll read the bag if it's orange to see what's up. This is only true in the States. So in Canada, I've gotten burned on this. In Mexico, I've gotten burned on this. And in England, I've gotten burned on this, where they'll have the Lay's or the Lay's equivalent. You're not thinking about it. I grab the yellow bag. You check it out, whatever. You get back to your hotel room. It's an entirely different flavor. Like, their color schemes for chips are entirely different than ours. Like, we understand the code here in the States, right? Cool Ranch Doritos, what color's the bag, Ted?
Blue.
Boom. You get Nacho Doritos, what color's the bag, Ted?
Red. No, sour cream and onion.
Green.
Right. Yep. They switch it up when you go to other countries. So, again, I'll just grab the bag without reading the label. Because, like I said, I don't think anyone here reads the label. We know what the color means. And I've gotten burned every time, and I forget every time until I get to one of these places, grab the bag. My wife's like, why did you get ketchup-flavored potato chips? Like, God damn it, man. I thought they were nacho-flavored.
Right. And so, like, in Europe, right, it's Walkers. But that's the Lay's equivalent. Mm-hmm. But you're right. Like, the blue bag is not salt and vinegar. It's paprika.
Right. You wouldn't think to... What's their yellow bag? That's the one that pissed me off.
Oh, what is their yellow bag?
It's supposed to be just...
Oh, by the way, pro tip. If you're ever in 7-Eleven, I know you can't buy a big bag, but there's snack bag stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know who's making those potato chips, but it's definitely a Pennsylvania or Ohio company.
Is it 7-Eleven chips?
They are 7-Eleven chips. Whatever you buy, they are fantastic. Whatever brand they've got, it's a classic German, Pennsylvania-style, Ohio-style potato chip. But I'm telling you what, man, don't sleep on those. If you're in a 7-Eleven, your life's on the line anyway, you might as well get a bag of chips and enjoy yourself.
Random. They do have some wild flavors.
What else I got?
Worcestershire sauce.
What color's the bag, or do they say?
Purple.
Purple. All right.
I'd try it.
I'd give it a try. I would also read a purple bag because I would not know what that is. But all the other ones, man.
I will say, I was at Wembley watching the Seahawks play the Raiders years ago. I was very excited to try some English chips, or crisps, they
crisps,
call them.
Yes.
Got a bag, and I was like, dang it, this is just Lay's.
It is. That's literally all it is. It's got to change the name for whatever reason. Hello, David. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
David, welcome to the program, the random would you rather question. Let's give you this one.
Thank you.
All right, David, would you rather clog the toilet on your first day at work or on a first date?
Probably first day at work.
First day at work. Okay.
Yeah.
What's your thought process on that?
I think the first date would be a little bit embarrassing, but I've heard many stories on the show about, you know, that happening and everything turns out great.
Well,
for the date, but
I think it's a good litmus test for the potential of the future. Just to see the reaction one way or another, because if someone loses it on something that you really can't control, it might be a bad sign of things to come.
It might be, but my thought is, F that. I'll worry about that. Like, there's a million things I can find out about my partner as time goes on, right? But with work, yeah, I block the toilet, but the difference is, as long as I do a good job, it's not something they're really going to hold against you for very long. It's just kind of a thing. Exactly. And it's embarrassing. It's awful. It's especially if everyone knows. But the first date, it just sets a bad precedent. You know what I'm saying?
Am I pulling a technicality in saying that the first date is probably not going to be at somebody's house? It's likely going to be at a restaurant or something
like that.
But
say that it is.
Yeah.
She invites you in because she's going to finish getting ready. You got there 5 minutes early. She says, hey,
dropping one really
can you? Well, so it's already bad, but then you block her toilet.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true, but if it's like the first day at work, you're probably not going to get fired for clogging the toilet.
Right. Won't say, hey, don't come back.
I'd rather do it at work, too.
Yeah. All right, David, let me ask you this. Have you ever worked with an employee where you know damn well that if it's communal or if it's just one stall in there, no matter what, you probably don't want to follow him or be in the bathroom while he is in there. And I'm saying he because obviously it's going to be a dude. But unless it's just a one-stall deal, it could be somebody else. But for the most part, do you know who you don't want to follow into the bathroom?
I can't think of anybody off the top of my head, no.
Oh, I okay. can.
I can too, man.
I mean, man.
This is how I remember these people. I have tons of other crazy stories, but the one thing, I mean, Randy Mitchell, you
damn.
It was a smell. It was a smell that no one else has ever replicated.
Mm-hmm.
It was its own planet, world, bacteria. I don't know. It was consistent. He had lap band surgery. I don't know what goes on with that, but he continued to eat like he did. Like he didn't have that. And I'm telling you what, man. He would destroy a bathroom. He would destroy the entire hallway. It would seep into the studio to the point where people with a closed door would open it up, scream down the hallway, "God damn it, Randy."
Right. And they know it's him.
Soundproof door. It would still get through. You could still smell it. And he did that two or three times a day.
Yeah, I work with Tom Welch. Same thing. Like 400 pounds, man. That's the dude who, you know, he's been on the phone, but the one I remember was you actively hear him pooping. And, I mean, it's just all the sound you could possibly make. And he's on the phone with his sister, who he lived with, and they were talking about dinner. And I just remember saying, pull the pot roast out of the freezer. And as he's saying, it's like, and I'm like, dude, I don't even want to eat food right now. Just
pull
listening
the pot
to him
roast
talk,
out of the freezer.
That is a quote. It just burned my brain, man. It's like, Jesus, Tom.
Pot roast?
You shouldn't even be on the phone at that point, but much less talking about dinner.
More of the random would you rather question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Random would you rather question. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jake. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
Concrete.
Yeah, man. Jake, welcome to the program. What do we got for you? All right, Steve brought this up earlier. Would you rather be arrested in public or have your marriage proposal be rejected in public? So you're either going to be arrested or told no in a public marriage proposal.
I would rather be arrested in public.
Okay. Have you ever asked anyone to marry you?
I have.
Okay. How many times?
It was only like four times.
Four times.
Only four times. Good God, man.
So have you been married four times or did you?
I've only been married one time, but she took a lot of convincing.
Okay, so you asked the same woman four times to marry you.
Never in public.
Never, but no, right. That's the smart. I said that to Miles. I said when I proposed to my wife, I asked her in the confines of our apartment because I figured she would say yes, which is what I think most people think if you're going to ask. But on the off chance, she says, hell no. I would rather keep
that
private.
Was it a special occasion or just a random night?
It was. I was trying to get a little action, so I thought that would help. It didn't work.
Was that the first time you proposed?
Yes.
So you guys hadn't even had sex yet?
We had. It was just a slow night.
All right.
Okay. So how long had you been together the first time you asked her to marry you?
We had been together like 2 years.
How long had you been together the second time you asked her to marry you?
Like 3 years.
How about the third time?
Like 3 years and a month.
Any of these times did you have a ring?
I've only had a ring one time.
And that was the last time, I hope?
Yeah, the last time was a sealer.
Okay, well, because that really actually shows that you're being serious about this.
So what was her reasoning when she said no?
I don't even think she really gave me a great answer. I think mainly because she probably thought I was trying to sleep with her. That's why she said no.
So she's on to your game. So anytime...
She caught on pretty quick.
Now, is this something you've done before?
No, it just kind of seemed like it would work with her.
Okay.
Wait, did you actually want to get married, or were you just hoping to get laid?
Probably get laid.
Yeah, so if you got to think about it, it's to get laid. So when you asked her the fourth time and she said yes, I hope you got laid, but also, did you mean it?
Both, yes.
Okay. All right. And are you still together?
Yes.
How long have you been together now?
We've been married for... 3 years.
Very good.
Okay. Well, the first two don't succeed, I guess. Well, I've done it twice. I don't remember the first one. Second one, I was up on Snoqualmie Pass on a ski slope.
Were there other people around?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
I kind of ducked off to the side, kind of just, you know, stopped for a minute because I had to take my ski off, take my one ski off, you know. Then I had to find that damn thing in a lot of layers of clothing.
Right.
First of all, I'm not a very proficient skier, so this was harder than most just to be able to be where I was because we were up on a higher point of the mountain. I'm not real good, so I was terrified that I was going to die before I even got the opportunity.
We were going to go out to dinner that night. My wife's in the bathroom getting ready, because that's what women do. And I'm like, hey, come out to the living room. Hang on a minute. I'm still getting ready. So this went back and forth for like 7 minutes, maybe. And finally, I'm just like, Jesus Christ, you want to ever get married or what do you want to do? Then she walks out of the bathroom. She's like, you being serious? I'm like, yeah, it was supposed to be more romantic, but this has been goddamn ridiculous, man. So she said, yeah, and then there we were. Beautiful romantic time. She's like, yeah. Jesus, man, can I just ask you a question? But it worked. Right. But again, in the privacy of our home, because my thought was, if she says no, I am canceling that reservation at the expense of steak joint.
Sure. My thing it was just based on the fact that we lived together and we were on a budget. And I know for a fact that, you know, she would bring it up every once in a while subtly. Like, you know, I moved out here and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And in the back of my mind, I had been saving for this ring. It just wasn't to the point where what I knew she wanted, I was nowhere near.
Right. Versus what you can afford.
Right. So, and I couldn't exactly hide money. I didn't really have that. So it was harder to sneak saving money to buy her a ring and putting up with the crap than I wish I could have just stuck something like a ring pop on her finger and go like, look.
It's a placeholder.
Yeah, I promise you the ring's coming, but just you need to give me time on this. Like anything else, I just don't
have expensive
You
taste.
Know how much money I have. You know what I mean? And it's not that much money to be able to buy that damn thing.
Right.
So it took a little time. The reason we asked, would you rather be arrested in public or have your marriage proposal rejected in public?
I think I'm going for the arrest.
Me too, man. Look, without a doubt, an arrest is an arrest. And no, you don't want to be arrested in public. And obviously, it depends on the degree of the crime you've committed. But I know who I am, so I know what I would get arrested for. I could live with that because I'd probably talk about it on the radio even. Like, you're never going to believe this. But if I got rejected marriage-wise, even if it's not public, I don't feel like I'd roll into work the next day and bring it up. Like, with an arrest, absolutely. Yeah, you're not going to believe this, ass, but the marriage thing, like, dude, that's so personal. That's just so
crushing. Well, what if it was in front of their family and she still said no?
That sucks, too.
I think that would be the worst.
Has anybody ever seen one actually go bad?
I have, but I'm not sure if they were staged or not.
Well, right, if it's a sporting event, sometimes I think they're staged.
Yeah, I've never seen it personally.
Yeah.
Have you?
No. Like, I've seen couples break up before in a restaurant.
Yes.
Which is awkward enough. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it happens. It just seems like...
Would you want to see it?
I mean, I know people that have broken off engagements.
Yes,
but I feel like at the time, it's just... People just say yes.
You better have a pretty good idea of how this is going before you do that. It can't be.
But I don't think anyone asked with the belief that they're going to say no, because that's such a big question. I think anyone that asks someone to marry them, this is just my assumption, you truly believe they're going to say yes. Because if you even remotely thought they might say no, you just wouldn't ask. Except the guy that just called who asked his wife four times.
Mm-hmm. This is a crazy story about getting arrested. A Georgia mom of four, whose 10-year-old son was picked up by police walking down the road, has said her kids were left traumatized by the humiliating experience of being publicly arrested. So, Brittany Patterson's 41. She was arrested in front of her kids at their home after she allowed her son, who's 10, Soren, to walk home alone. She said she's now using her platform to advocate for allowing kids to look a little bit more roam free than what the cops believe.
Or like okay. When we were growing up.
Yes.
I mean, how far was she walking? Or the kid walking? The
kid made it a tenth of a mile.
And she was taken into custody and slapped with child endangerment related charges in Fannin County. She had to post $500 bail. She told Fox and Friends Weekend, it's definitely been traumatizing. My kids have never seen anything like that or been exposed to anything like that. So really, their first ever encounter with police or law enforcement is to see them taking their mother out of their home in handcuffs. I think that was pretty traumatizing. Now she is refusing to accept a plea deal that involves placing a GPS tracker on her son's phone. He was 10 at the time, had managed to get less than half a mile away from his home when police spotted him and drove him back from town a day before Halloween. Deputies drove Soren home and returned later that day and arrested her in front of the family. Apparently, he did not ask his mother's permission either, but she said she would have allowed him to walk where he wanted to go regardless.
Yeah.
The irony here is that the next day was Halloween, where kids walk all over the place without parents door to door, in the dark, and then knock on strangers' doors.
Right.
He was just walking in the middle of the day and not a tenth of a mile away at the time when the police picked him up.
I mean, when I was 10, I definitely would get on my bike or walk farther than a mile away from my home.
Easily. Your parents, basically, if it was within a mile and a half, and I wanted to go somewhere at that age, my parents, like, either get on your bike or walk or take a skateboard. Like, yes, you can go to, like, your buddy's house or whatever, but you're doing it on your own. I'm not driving your ass a mile and a half.
Well, like 6, 7, you're like, all right, maybe they're still not paying attention, but, like,
by 10?
By 10, like, they know how a walk signal works.
And that sounds super old, but when we lived in Denver, we had to walk, quite literally, 1 mile to our elementary school, and I was in third and fourth grade then.
I walked
and there's a bunch of kids.
Easily a half mile.
We all just
first grade
walked to school. It was what it was, and then you walked home. But your parents, the only time my parents drove me to that particular school is if I had a dentist appointment and couldn't make it in, you know, the normal time. But otherwise, they're like,
I didn't get
here's your lunch, go walk.
I didn't get on a school bus until 10th grade. Because my elementary school and my junior high school were all in walking distance.
Yeah.
And it was farther. But the high school was downtown. There was no way you could walk, but it was understood. I mean, to the point where buses would not pick you up in a perimeter area.
Well, a certain radius.
Yeah, around the school, based on the fact there were no stops. They weren't stopping until they got out of that perimeter. So you
or if you're that close to a school, they still don't pick you up.
Yeah, they're like, walk.
Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, basically, they have a circle, and they say, look, if you're in the circle, you're walking. Because the bus is not stopping until it gets to the school, once it gets in there.
That's a shame. Kids should have just said, I'm going to school. Cops wouldn't have thought twice
about it. Yeah. Let's see here. Now, so that's being arrested in public. Now we go to the other end, the marriage proposal. No one wants to feel utterly humiliated when their partner pops the all-important question. Elation and excitement are far more ideal. One woman admitted she was mortified by where her boyfriend chose to propose and said no because of it. The woman rejected her boyfriend's proposal after he popped the question at Disney World. She wrote to the Daily Mail to get some advice, questioning on how to move forward after her marriage proposal, she said, went wrong. My boyfriend and I are both in our late 20s. We've been together for more than 3 years, and over the past few months, I've kind of had a feeling that he might propose soon, although I did not know for certain. So the woman and her boyfriend took a trip to Florida, where his family lives, and they were celebrating his mom's 60th birthday.
All right.
Now, on the last day of the trip, her boyfriend insisted the two spend the day at Walt Disney World in Orlando. As we stood in the shadow of Cinderella's castle, he got down on one knee and proposed. Now, while some women might have swooned over a Disney-themed proposal, she said she felt utterly humiliated. People around began to clap and cheer.
Yeah, Hercules!
We're even taking pictures, videoing it. I immediately tried to drag him up off the floor so we could flee from the public humiliation, but he joked he wasn't budging until he got an answer.
Uh-oh.
So I said no. The couple immediately left the park and drove back to his parents' house in silence.
Damn. Yeah, I just like the fact that she's like, I tried to get him away, and he said, I'm not leaving until I get an answer. I'd be like, are you sure?
Also, Disney is either for you or it is not for you.
Right.
So as far as if you wanted it to be something special, yes, one person could say, like, yes, this is the most special place I could ever think to come to. And other people would think, like, this is the most ridiculous place you could have ever brought me to.
It is, but I hate that I would even consider my decision to answer what they're asking based on our location. Because, like, that truly has nothing to do with what this entails.
Correct.
You know, you'd like to think,
well,
like,
it's not a question.
You know what I mean? Like, you maybe don't talk to me during the Super Bowl, but if that's where it comes up, kind of annoying. But in the end, if I go, okay, well, this is kind of the rest of my life, I'll give it some thought. Now, like, I'm saying no because you're interrupting the Super Bowl.
Well, if you win the Super Bowl, if you win the national championship game, you see players all the time get on a knee and propose to their girlfriends in those situations.
Yeah, I want to tell those guys, like, bro, I don't know you're in a good mood.
You need to leave this one alone for the... Let this one... You don't... Give that one another day so you have two special days instead of...
Yeah, just wait a minute. Seriously.
Pulling all this into one day.
They're just fired up, man.
And it's like anything. I mean, look, if the Ravens went to and won the Super Bowl, my kids could probably ask me for a $10,000 loan, and I'm like, absolutely, right? Because you're in that state of mind. But it's like, let this good time become the memory that it needs to be, then reevaluate what it is you want to do with this. Because we know you're in a good mood. Yeah. You just won your championship game, but like, just...
Win a game in Atlanta, you know, and now you propose. So what's expected? You're going to hang out with her tonight, right? All your friends are going.
I think you have to.
All your friends are going to the strip
team,
club.
Yeah.
Look, if I don't ask her to marry me, I'm going to the strip club with my buddies. Like, look, this is where they want to celebrate. We're going to go. We're going to party all night. You don't have to worry about me. You can come if you want. I don't care.
Don't. No.
But
no,
either
you
way,
cannot come
I'm
going to
go
want.
Party with my teammates. We just won the big game. If you ask her to marry you before that, you're going to be in a hotel room that night.
Yeah, I mean,
going out to dinner and celebrating your nuptials.
That's why maybe ask 2 weeks before the big game. That way you already have it in your head.
No,
I wouldn't. Are you kidding me? I might even wait like a month afterwards. Because, like, look, dude, we're going to party tonight. We're going to be super hungover tomorrow. We're still going to be in a great mood. We're probably going to party a little bit more. Then I got to party with the fans of whatever team that are also excited that we did this. Like, I'll get to the question.
We've been busy. I've been busy all year working on this, working on my job. I travel every weekend almost. I'm always doing something.
Yeah.
There's always a to-do going on. As soon as this game is over, we're going to go play someplace sunny. We're going to be there for a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I am turning my phone off. I am just going to enjoy the fact that for one day I don't have to get up and lift weights and be in meetings and do all these different things I'm going to do. That's the time.
I agree.
That's the time where he's like, I'm relaxed. Everything's cool. It's
not
just
at the height of my personal success.
I mean, I will say, like, the guy from Boise State years ago in 07, like, his girlfriend was also the head cheerleader.
I know.
That's something they've shared, which I get. I could fathom. And they're still married.
I know. Hey, look, good on them, man. I'm not saying they made a mistake. I'm just saying me personally, like, hey, baby, we'll talk later, but I'm in a headspace right now. I'm going to go hang out with the fellas.
Mm-hmm. You know also, the Disney World one, right, like, 2011, we were down there, 30 Smiths. My uncle, we call him Mickey. He loves everything about Disney. But 30 Smiths, by the end of the week, even Phil's getting a little tired of it, right?
Right.
So there's all these crazy thunderstorms. Something happens at dinner. And my one cousin, Christina, her boyfriend, Brian, is like, oh, yeah, we're going to... Like, even Phil's like, I've had it. Like, I'm tired of all this. Like, we're going to go back to the resort. We can see the fireworks from there. Have a beer, right? And again, not a big drinker.
Yeah.
So we're sitting there. And then an hour later, here comes Christina, and Brian had proposed to her. And he was like, you got my... He's still pissed about it. He's like, all the times I bring all you people to Disney, I've always wanted to see one of these. The one time I don't go to the fireworks.
And that's where he did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that kind of sucks.
Okay.
A couple of texts here. It says, I asked my wife to marry me after going out for 2 months. I was 17. She was 23. We have been married for 36 years.
That's how it's going to work out.
Damn.
And dude, I have a buddy like that. He dated her, and she was moving. He was like, well, let's hang out for the month or whatever. And then she moved. He went down there. He's like, we should get married. Still together.
And then this one says, as far as proposals go, we were sitting on the couch having Thai food and watching Food Network. I tossed her over the ring and said, what do you think? She said, hell yeah.
Then we went back to eating, finished our show, and told everyone. That's when I knew she was the woman for me. Yeah, perfect. Hey, baby, you want to get married after Thai food? All right, let's go ahead and do that. Like, cool. Done and done.
Right? I'm kind of interested in what they ordered.
Crab Rangoon, I hope.
Spring rolls.
Does a new place have good egg rolls? I'm tired of spring rolls.
No.
But you got to go Chinese, man.
I know, but
they
even
still have Thai Chinese people don't know what the hell an egg roll is.
I know, but even the Chinese places, man, where
they
I
do
look,
Thai rolls.
Right. And there's still the spring rolls. And
they're like, little skinny ones.
There's nothing wrong with spring rolls. I just don't like vegetables where the egg rolls are full of, like, you know, that mint sausage or whatever the hell.
Cabbage and basically
I mean, honestly, the way we grow up with Chinese food, just go to Panda Express.
You know what? You're right. I don't know why I overthink it. Just freaking go to Panda Express.
There's still one up in Greenwood in the Fred Meyer or the QFC parking lot or complex near where you
sit. Is it in there?
I think there is. You know, like if you keep going down the street from Dick's.
Yeah, I know exactly where you're at, man.
On the left-hand side at the bottom of the hill. I think there's a Panda Express down there.
The Panda on the left-hand side.
More of the random Would You Rather question coming up 206-803-ROCK.